Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, the ultimate EMR. Why are they the ultimate? Well, one of the reasons is because they're going to help you with ICD-10, the transition to the new codes. You need to know it, and you probably don't know it as well as you should. Check them out at www.webpt.com/podcast to find out more about ICD-10 for a free demo and a lot more. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders, Dr. Gene Chirac-Abrad. This week, we have a special episode. So usually this is where I introduce my co-host, but we're going to go over a recent trip that I had a couple weeks ago. I was invited to attend the Ascend Business Summit, which is hosted by WebPT. And, you know, I was really curious to go just so I could hang out with the business-minded individuals in the physical therapy profession. And we talk about business a lot on this podcast, along with other things. So I wanted to kind of be around what the business atmosphere was like, you know, with WebPT hosting a lot of the business owners that run the software. And there were some other people there, obviously, that were not business owners, but I was really curious to talk to these people and to see what their thought process is. And honestly, just to see how good their business thought process was in comparison to the grand scheme of business, not just physical therapy business. So one of the most important things with business, and much like anything else in life, is the development of relationships, right? Because businesses are run by people. They're not autonomous. They're not robots yet. They are people. And a lot of it is making and building these relationships. So I pulled aside 7 people that are doing really cool things with business. And you can call them influencers. You can call them, you know, movers. You can call whatever synonym you want to come up with, but they're doing really cool things. And I pulled over these 7 people and I asked them the same question. And I told them before I asked them this question, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. So I put them a bit in the hot seat. I said, you have 60 seconds to answer this one question. And I set the timer, hit the timer, set go, and asked them. And the question was, how do you build a relationship? Because these individuals who are succeeding in different respects all started as physical therapists, but not all of them are necessarily practicing in clinic anymore. And I'll introduce each one as it comes up. And, they all had a really unique perspective, I think. A lot of similarities in what they said about relationships, but some unique angles, I think, based on what they're doing in their niche of business. So, let's go through them. I'll kind of introduce each clip and do a little rundown afterwards and then leave it to you. You know, I really want to hear what you thought and your interpretation of what is a relationship and how do you build it, whether it's business or personal. And I don't think there's a big difference between the two. So let's start out with the first one, which I think should go to one of the people that at the event, and that would be Heidi Janenga. So Heidi is the COO and the co-founder of WebPT, and I'm sure you've been hearing her as a sponsor on this podcast. And so I pulled Heidi aside, stuck a microphone in her face, set the timer for 60 seconds, and I asked her, Heidi, how do you build a relationship? And this is how she answered.
That's a really great question, Gene. You know, it just, for me, it depends on or understanding the person that I'm actually trying to build a relationship with, because there's so many different types of relationships. So if it's a friend versus a business relationship or, a vendor relationship, all of those types of relationships can be different. I think first and foremost for me, it's about listening. understanding where that person is coming from to find some sort of similarity or common ground to immediately start a conversation is a really good place to start a relationship. And then as you're sort of developing that relationship, it's really about reciprocity. So it's a give and take experience. So, you know, if I'm seeking out someone to build a relationship, I want to make sure that I'm giving as much into that relationship as maybe I want to take out of it or I want to get out of it.
All right. So the big message from that, not every relationship is the same, which is true. Right? There's business, but there's different types of business and who you're dealing with. So it's kind of knowing your audience and the person you're talking to make it a more genuine relationship. But I think the real big point of her answer is the give and take, right? A relationship is just not a one-way street. You give and you take. It's offering value to the other party and letting them know this is how you can help them, or this is what you can do, and listening. And you'll hear this as a common theme throughout. So, you know, Heidi's built a really successful company, and successful companies are built on culture, which is kind of integrating your philosophy into the fiber of the company. And that got me thinking. I was like, well, you know, they have a really successful company and some really cool people, and they do because I got to hang out with them a lot. So, all right, I talked to the co-founder, you know, one of the C-suites. So then, you know, I was like, well, why not talk to somebody else that works there that still has a lot of responsibility and is responsible for kind of the message of the company, which is marketing and branding. So I pulled aside Jenny Budwig, who does marketing for WebPT, and I asked her the same question. Jenny, how do you build a relationship? Just to see what her similarities or differences were to Heidi. Here's what she said.
You're nice to people. You're good to them. Honestly, just being a friend to people and just genuinely caring about their goals and your goals and finding, you know, how that works. You know, the fake relationships or networking events, they're so fake and just shallow and they don't provide value. You have to actually genuinely care about somebody and their thought processes and their goals.
Does that ever change? Like, do you expect anything in return from a true relationship?
I don't think you should go into a relationship expecting anything in return, you know, and it depends on the value of that relationship. You know, I used to work in sales, and our trainer used to say all the time, you kind of have to put deposits into that relationship constantly. It's like a bank. But if you're constantly withdrawing, you're going to get, you know, defaulted. So yeah, you constantly have to be building it up and depositing into that relationship. And if you're not, then you're not really building a true value.
Making deposits into a relationship. I like that. It's got a nice ring to it. And completely true. You do little by little, right? You make these little changes, these little conversations or emails or favors or whatever it is. And like Jenny said, just be a friend. And obviously, yes, I know not every relationship you can be friends with the person. But I do share that philosophy as well, because to me, you know, it's whether you like somebody or you don't. And if you like them, it's a lot easier to be friends with them. And this is actually leads us on to our next guest, or to the next person I talked to, who's really good at making that connection. I actually met our next guest, or the next person talking, who is Jamie Schreier. And Jamie is really good at making the connections, but he's also really good at knowing whether it's the right connection for him. So Jamie started out as a physical therapy practice owner, and he was on the podcast before. Check out his episode. Really cool story. And now he does a lot of coaching and mentoring and really helps people build relationships and understand how to run successful businesses. And Jamie hit on the liking piece, which I thought was really important. And so I asked Jamie the same question, and here's what he said.
Well, you know, building a relationship is built on
an old saying of know, like, and trust somebody. So in order to build it, you have to, first of all, know the person, be aware of it, kind of like a marketing thing. And like the person, you know, have a good feeling about the person. And then finally, trust. And when you have those three, then you can move towards, you know, some type of meaningful relationship. So I think knowing is awareness, getting awareness out there. Liking is in what I think is just being authentic, being yourself. You can never go wrong just being yourself, as our parents said when we were little kids, but it's true. And then as far as trusting, I think just creating your own message and being consistent and being real and having results from that, not just creating some inauthentic way of doing something. But I think if you're able to do those three things, I think you create great, meaningful relationships.
So liking somebody is important. I think it's good with the chemistry things, and some people you just really mesh well with. And it's important, sure, and I think it makes it easier to build a relationship with somebody that you really see eye to eye in and you get along with. But sometimes you have to work on that relationship, right? It's not always that easy. It's not always just you can get together with somebody and automatically hit it off. Sometimes you have to build that relationship. And building a relationship, you have to do something that's called communicating, right? You have to speak with these people and you have to get to know them. And so I asked somebody that kind of speaks for a living and to see what he thought about relationships. And shocker, his big advice was communication. And the person I'm talking about is Rick Gawenda from Gawenda Seminars. And Rick travels all over and does consulting and teaches on a bunch of stuff, including ICD-10. So here's Rick's answer to how to build a relationship.
I think communication is the key in relationships. And when I say communication, I think it's more getting on a phone if you're not with somebody. I think verbal communication, obviously face-to-face, is the best. I know a lot of people are quote, building relationships via social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook. I don't think that's the way you build a relationship. I think maybe you start a relationship, you start an acquaintance that way. And then I think you build the relationship when you're able to meet those people face-to-face, such as events like we're at today, Ascend 2015, CSM, where now we can talk face-to-face, find out on a personal level, as well as a business level. Because I think a lot of us in this industry, we build relationships based on business, but I like to find out about people more on a personal level, about themselves, their family, their beliefs, things like that, and go from there. And as Jesus says, in my opinion, put others ahead of yourself. Find out about others and build that relationship.
Find out about others and build a relationship. And that's a very good summary, right? You build a relationship by getting somebody else to know you as much as you get to know them. And if you're always just talking about yourself, that's not a relationship. That's just marketing and selling yourself, which is, there's a time and a place for that, sure. But if you want to build a relationship versus make a sale, that's a different thing. You know, if you want to be genuine and if you really want to know the other person, you ask them questions. And questions lead you to the path of getting answers and making the connection. So this was a very important point from Anne Wendell when I asked her, hey, how do you build a relationship, Anne? And here's what she said.
Build a relationship by getting to know the other person. So I ask a lot of questions about what they're passionate about and what they like to do. And then I try to find ways that I can either help them do what they're passionate about or connect them with other people who are also passionate about that same thing.
How do you find a level ground of passion? How do you help somebody really grow their passion if they don't really know what that is?
Well, I think when you start asking people, you know, for instance, my first question when I meet someone is not, what do you do? It's, what are you passionate about? Because a lot of times those are two very different things. And you can tell someone's passionate about something because their whole face lights up and they get excited. And so they may not actually realize what they're passionate about, but you can kind of bring it out in the conversation.
So I'm glad Anne made that point at the end that you could really bring out the passion in the conversation. You can see it. When people tell you about what they're passionate about, it comes through in the conversation. You can feel the excitement in what they're describing. A lot of times I hear people tell me about they're passionate to do this, they're passionate to do that. And it's almost become a pet peeve of mine because I feel like people talk about it instead of showing it and doing it. All right, saying that you have passion is great, sure, but you have to live passion. It has to come through your pores, essentially, that people can be around you and they know what you're passionate about. And that comes through, again, your actions and these conversations. And if you never have the conversations, it's really hard for people to really know what you're passionate about. And you can create a relationship based on common passions. You could share these common passions and you can share these beliefs. And that is something that our next answer comes from is Jerry Durham. And Jerry knows quite well about beliefs and passion. So here's his answer.
You know what? You build a relationship by asking questions and seeing if what you believe aligns with what someone else believes. And when those things align, you know that a relationship is going to be built. If someone doesn't believe what you believe, you know, it's not going to be the same level of a relationship as if you both believe the same thing. So it's got to start with a lot of questions. So can't be a lot about talking about yourself and telling someone what's great about you. You got to ask someone else what their wants and needs are and what they believe, and that'll lead to a great relationship.
All right. Listening, beliefs. You guys sensing a pattern here? So the final person that I talked to was Ryan Kleps from Strive Labs. And Ryan is developing a really cool software. And so Strive Labs kind of helps with the customer experience. And he was on the podcast before as well. So check him out in that episode. And it wasn't really a shocker to me that Ryan looked at it in a slightly different way. And because Ryan is part of a startup, Ryan is part of a scaling, growing business. So him, relationships are about growth, about building, about his business and the culture that he's living and breathing now. So listen to his answer and see if you could tell the nuance and the difference between some of the other answers, because I think there are some nuances and it's pretty interesting. So here's Ryan's answer to how to build a relationship.
So on a one-to-one basis, right, it's always obviously about people. It's about how you're communicating with that person. But building relationships at scale, like doing it across either an organization or, you know, for an entire company, then it's all about data, right? Then it's understanding, as a business or as a company, how am I being perceived by my global patient group? And then how can I sort of make those incremental changes based on the data that I'm receiving and build a process that can do it over and over and over again, right? Just being iterative and understanding what works and understanding how you're being perceived.
Pretty interesting thought, right? Building, using data to help build a relationship. Now, that might sound a little bit backwards, right? Because data, you think cold, you think not really personal, detached. But he might be onto something here, because if you can use data points to analyze perception, and by perception, you can understand how people view you. So how do you come off, and are you too strong in sales? Are you too forward, or, you know, anything that you can think of? Can you use that to build stronger relationships? But more importantly, can you use it as personal growth? And I think the answer is yes. I think if you create a proper funnel for data and use it in a way to better yourself, then I think you can build better relationships when you're kind of have better self-awareness. And I think that's what it really all comes down to, is knowing yourself, because it's kind of hard to build a relationship with somebody else if you really don't know yourself. And yes, communication skills are great. Listening, questions, all that stuff is fantastic. But you have to know what you're capable of. You have to know what you're comfortable with. And you have to know who you can connect with. And those were some of the best advice pieces from the people that I interviewed. But none of them really mentioned the self-awareness piece. So getting to know yourself, I think, is really, really important to know who you want to make relationships with. And relationships happen all the time. And I know it's not with everyone that you like. We talked about that. Sometimes you have to build business relationships. But to build genuine relationships, I think it all comes back to you. So thank you for listening. I really want to know what you thought. It was a great time for me and chatting with these people and some of the stuff that I talked to off the record, which was also very insightful. So how do you build a relationship? Let us know. Let us know on Twitter. Tweet at me at Therapy Insiders. Or check us out at UpDoc Media on our Facebook page. Email is always awesome. Love getting emails from everyone. And as always, you know, please leave us a review on iTunes. It's been really cool seeing all the reviews coming in and helping us stay on top of the charts. If you haven't checked out our other podcast yet, check out Running Story with Amanda Loudon and Strength Doc Podcast with John Russin. And of course, Business Baseball and Bourbon with Jerry Durham, which will be launching a new episode very, very, very soon. So thank you again for listening, and we'll catch you next time.